talking Colorado Mesa men's hoops with Mavs coach Mike DeGeorge on the team.
Welcome back, 944. Jim along with the Buckeye boy. Maverick men sweep the weekend at the Holiday Inn Airport Thanksgiving Classic over Browns Arena. With us right now, head coach of the Mavericks, Mike DeGeorge. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Morning, Jim. Doing great.
Well, an outstanding weekend for your basketball team. As I mentioned, you get the sweep over the weekend, finishing it off with the win against Simon Fraser and Owen Kuntz, who get the transfer from the University of Colorado. By far his best performance in a Maverick uniform, 20 points. Did a nice job to help lead your team in that win against Simon Fraser.
Yeah, Owens can really score the basketball, and in that second half in particular, he got some open looks and got going. And, you know, I think it's been good for a whole group kind of these last four games. You know, those first five were so tightly contested, and baskets were hard to come by. And so, you know, we've gotten some open looks. Guys have gotten comfortable, and just seeing the ball go in has been good for the group, including Owen.
Yeah, 80-56 win over Simon Fraser out of the GNAC. Reese Johnson played really well, 10 points. And 4 for 4, you know, draining both of his three-point shots. So Reese playing well, Owen off the bench. I mean, your bench guys did a really nice job against Simon Fraser.
Yeah, I mean, really, I've tried to sell the team on the idea that we have 9 starters, and I really believe that. I just think, you know, all 9 of our top guys are capable of being, like, all-conference-level players in our league. And so any combination seems to work well, and every guy is capable of scoring 20 points on any given night, and we just have to know it's going to be different guys' nights on different nights, and it's just about the team having success, and this group's really bought into that.
Maverick men's basketball coach Mike DeGeorge with us today on the Team Sports Network, and you always love it when defense turns into offense. You saw that certainly on one play in particular, Mac Reniker with a block, and then Jared Small is able to get the layup at the opposite end. That gave you the 13-point lead in that game against Simon Fraser. But defense stepping to the forefront in that game on Saturday.
Yeah, this group really plays incredibly hard, and the core group, I mean, Owen and Isaac are still a little behind in terms of some of our defensive concepts. They're still thinking rather than reacting. But that other group, everybody's got at least a year under their belt now, and you can just see them playing with comfort within our concepts and just be able to be very aggressive. And, you know, I think we're holding teams to like 38% shooting on the year. And so they have a chance to really be an elite defensive unit.
Maverick men's basketball coach Mike DeGeorge with us today on the Team Sports Network. Mavericks now 6-3. As you get ready to open up conference play, Mike, Saturday, it's at Colorado Christian, Sunday at Metro State. We'll talk about the Roadrunners in just a moment. But for Colorado Christian, they're coming off the win over Park, Arizona, 76-54. And Colorado Christian, just like the women's team, they're both those teams off to 3-3 starts.
Yeah, and it's a little deceptive, I think, too, because they have the three really good guards they had last year that can all really score. And then they've got a new front line and some big bodies and skill level there. And I think they got a chance to be much improved from what they've been the last few years. And so early on, they were at the same conference challenge down Dallas that we were. And they just weren't quite ready to play games yet. You could just see they just didn't have any flow to their offense. And here's that has changed, and they're kind of becoming those guards are aggressive again. And then the new guys are kind of fun in their role. So it'll be a big challenge on Saturday for us.
And for the Cougars, Ross Williams has got off to a really good start. He's averaging 23 points per game. He also leads them in made three-pointers with 21. So Williams has been a big part of their offensive success, in particular their perimeter game.
Yeah, he just stretches the floor. I mean, he's just so aggressive and very quick. And then he just is willing to take and can make pretty much any shot. So you know, he puts a lot of stress on your defense, so it'll be a big challenge for us.
And then DJ McDonald for them, about 13 points per game. As far as what he's brought to the table, Mike, what have you seen on film from a guy like DJ McDonald?
Well, he can really get going. He's not very big, but again, both of those little guards can just stretch the floor so much. I mean, he had 8 out of 10 threes in a game last weekend, so when he gets going, he's really hard to stop. And so the key for both of those guys is you just can't give them those early clean looks where they start to gain confidence, see the ball go in. That gets pretty big for both guys when that starts happening.
And then on Sunday, you move on to take on Metro State. And Metro State, currently. They are ranked fourth in the South Central Region rankings. They're off to a sensational start, 6-0. It's their best start since the 2012-2013 season. So you take on a red-hot Roadrunners team coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, so, you know, they have the big guy inside who's putting up dominant performances, and he's always been that way on the glass. And now he's got a little bit of offensive punch to go with it. So he's really an elite post player. Then they have two guys back from last year who had bounced back from Division One, who are starting form. Then they have two new guys that had incredible junior college careers and then went to Division One and were contributing and have also bounced back. And so, you know, their core nucleus is very talented and capable. And so, again, it'll be a typical Metro team with high-level talent. It's going to take a great effort for us.
And Oki, the big guy you're referring to at 17.8 points per game, he was also named the RMAC Defensive Player of the Week. So an award coming his way. Like I said, really talented post player for them.
Yeah, and the thing he's best at is it's just so hard to keep him off the glass. I mean, he just is and so, you know, Mac Brenneker will have his hands full, and Mac's been up for every challenge we've ever presented to him. So we're excited about that matchup. It'll be two great athletes going after it. But he's absolutely relentless on the glass, and he's a great athlete. And again, as I said, he's added a little bit of offensive punch. He's got a little more skill level, which has made him more multidimensional.
And then they have Rashawn Langston, who's been their second leading scorer, just right behind Oki at 17 points per game. What have you seen on film and from obviously watching him play previously? What do you see as his game, and what do you anticipate on Sunday?
Yeah, he's a three-level scorer, and honestly, all of their wings, they got three wings that can all score, and on any given night, each of them is able to contribute, and they've had different guys have big nights. You know, Langston had a huge game against Concordia St. Paul at D2 school out of Minnesota last weekend. He scored 33 points and really carried them to that three-point win, and so, you know, again, it's kind of similar to the guys that I talked about with Christian, is that if their wings see the ball start going in, they can really get hot and heat it up. So just that consistent defensive effort of closeouts and getting matched up in transition and just making them earn everything and having everything be contested will be huge. And then, you know, then the big guy on the glass becomes a huge factor because, you know, if you get them to miss, you got to finish possessions because those inside-out threes off of offensive rebounds are deadly for your team.
All right, so I'll have both games Saturday and Sunday. The Mavericks at Colorado Christian, and that game will tip off right around 3:30. And then Sunday at Metro State, tip off at 3 o'clock for that one. And, of course, on Sunday following the Maverick men's game with the Roadrunners, we'll have the Broncos taking on the Chiefs, kickoff at 6:20 this Sunday. But you can catch Maverick basketball starting with the women's coverage at right around 1 o'clock both days on the Team CMU Sports Network. Mike, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. And, of course, you've won five straight, looking to continue that winning streak. Best of luck this weekend over in the Front Range.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Take care. Mike DeGeorge, coach of the CMU men's basketball team, with us today on the Team Sports